Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Roy Wood Jr. It's coming up right after this.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Come on, honey, you promised. God, give me a break, Marcia. I paid for dinner. How about it?
You're my girlfriend, but I ain't getting nothing. What a jip.
Sound familiar, fellas? For centuries, we men have struggled with one universal question. How do you make chicks want it? Let's face it, dudes. We've tried everything. Well, at Love Labs, we've made the breakthrough of the ages. A method that's safe, inexpensive, and most important, it works. Hi, I'm Nick Love. And for only $19.95, your babe won't be able to resist you, thanks to our brand new Make Her Want It Hypno Blower. Tell them how it works, sonny.
Can do, Nick. The Hypno Blower looks like an ordinary cigarette. But when you blow into the filter mouthpiece, it produces a subtle and pleasant tone, which triggers a hypnotic response from your date. It's just that simple.
Sounds good, Nick and Sonny, but how do you get her hypnotized in the first place?
Simple, my friend. Sonny?
Well, your date thinks she's listening to a harmless aerobics tape, when in fact, buried well below the level of female perception, is a set of powerful subliminal commands. Let's listen.
Let's move side to side now. Side.
Baby, you want it. You need it. You can't live without it. You must have it. Want it. Need it. Must have it. Want it. Need it.
Now you're in business. Simply blow on the hypno blower. I mean your cigarette. To produce a discreet tone, audible only to your date. Let's hear from some satisfied customers.
I used to buy my date expensive dinners and get nothing until I found the Hypno Blower.
Let's see. For starters, I'll have the shrimp cocktail, then the surf and turf. Oh, and put lots of butter on my potato. Oh, and I know, for dessert, some of that yummy, gooey...
I'm not hungry, dear. Let's go home and get naked.
Check, please. Thanks, Nick and Sonny.
That's our revolutionary Make Her Want It Hypno Blower. Here's another satisfied customer.
Come on, baby, won't you try it once? Just for me?
You know I don't want to do that. Why do you keep pressuring me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. I was a skeptic, but the Hypno Blower has sure changed our lives. Right, Marcia?
That's our new Make Her Want It Hypno Blower. You blow it, and it'll take care of you.
Hypno Blower and bogus aerobics tape available at finer drugstores everywhere. Also, for you budget-minded beginners, look for Nick and Sonny's Bra Be Gone Hypno Hooter or the deluxe Bring Your sister Hypno Hunker. Ask your pharmacist which one's right for you. Prices and availability subject to state law.
Only from Love Labs.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're going to hook up with comedian Roy Wood Jr. in just a second. We were talking about this new Lego set. It's apparently going to be available in early October, $1,000. It's the Death Star from Star Wars, and it's huge.
It is big.
It's 32 inches wide, but it's not the biggest. The tallest Lego, anyone want to take a stab at this?
Eiffel Tower.
Is right.
Oh.
The Eiffel Tower is the tallest Lego, and there's also a Titanic Lego that's very large with lots and lots of pieces.
38,000 Lego pieces in the Whoa. Titanic.
Okay, that's...
That's what it says.
How do they sort that out at the factory?
How do you take it apart and put it back together ever again?
No.
No.
You ever put one together?
No, not well, that big.
You have to follow... You got to find the right pieces and put... It's yes. painstaking.
You take it apart and put it back together in the dark. Then you're yeah. an expert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so there are people that just have Legos like sculptures.
On display.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of them is right near here. My son Sam does this. He's huge.
Does he have a whole bunch of them around his house?
Yeah, he has the smaller version of the Death Star already, but this is the new Death Star.
Well,
the
you
bigger
know what
one.
You're getting him for Christmas.
9,023 pieces in that one, which is but the Titanic, huge.
Yeah.
We were talking about Legos because we had an odd sports story about a woman who has set the 100-meter dash record while running on some 600 pounds of Legos.
Ugh. Yeah, it looked painful.
Yeah. Now, like I said, the Death Star doesn't come out until October. Christy, why don't we weigh in on a news story while we wait to get hooked up with Roy Wood Jr.?
I have news for you. Doctors are warning that if you use your phone on the toilet, it could significantly increase the risk of hemorrhoids.
Well, yeah.
A study highlighted by CNN says extended time sitting on the toilet.
What?
Sitting. Puts added pressure, of course, on the veins in the rectum, leading to irritation and swelling. Smartphones encourage folks to sit longer than necessary, according to the researchers, and experts recommend limiting bathroom time to 5 minutes or less to reduce your risk. Maybe leave your phone in the den.
There's also a huge risk of pink eye if you poop right on your phone.
Oh, God.
But, yes. Yes, but that's...
You don't want to... You don't want to do that.
You don't want to...
So they're saying people are spending too much time because they're, what, doing Wordle?
Whatever you do on your phone.
Apparently, I guess you could go on Amazon and order Preparation H.
Yeah.
Hey, look, while I'm here... why not?
Japan is well known for its wide variety of shrines, and each shrine serves its own purpose. There are some who people go to pray for good health. There are shrines which people go to for prosperity. A shrine in Tochigi Prefecture also caters to devotees praying for hemorrhoid cure. Kunogami Shrine is frequented by people who want to be cured of existing and developing hemorrhoids.
Hmm.
They squat around the so-called butt-washing stone with their butts facing the stone while reciting a chant.
There's a photograph.
There's a chant?
It has not been proven if the stone indeed cures hemorrhoids.
Clean my butt.
But the
Clean
Japanese my butt. Believe it could help.
Shows a guy. Now, he's wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Scrub my butt.
But he's kind of cozying up to this... A rather large stone. There it is.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What he's doing. All right.
Well, that looks like a good old fashioned American boy there in his baseball cap and his shorts.
They are an easy living culture. They live day by day. Day by day.
You know, yeah. It was funny. I think it's just the mood, maybe.
I don't care about your mood.
No, not mine.
I care about comedy.
It was good. I thought it was well written. I liked it day by day.
I liked all the little Shih Tzu statues around the thing as well.
Oh, okay.
That gets a bigger...
No, it deserved nothing.
What a weird thing to do.
Yes, very odd.
I feel bad for the guy. There are all those people looking at him.
Well...
Wouldn't you put a shrine to hemorrhoids in a nice private place?
You would think.
Nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, it should be discussed more often, shouldn't it?
Maybe in a portalette?
What's the one? Don't suffer in silence, they say, when it comes to
hemorrhoids. Is that why truck drivers now have the cabs where the seats go up
yeah,
and down
the air to ride.
Keep it from getting hemorrhoids?
Yes, it helps with that.
Now, do you remember this story? Headline, man suffers rectal prolapse after spending 2 hours on toilet using his phone.
The old party favor.
2 hours?
A 33-year-old man went to the hospital complaining of severe abdominal pain. Doctors discovered he had a grade 3 rectal prolapse.
Oh. If I'm on there more than like 45 seconds, my legs go to sleep.
Okay. Oh, we can switch gear here. Oh, I think we have a Roy joining us.
There he is.
I see him on the big screen. It's Roy Wood Jr., comedian.
Hi, Roy.
Can you hear us, Roy?
Yeah. A rectal prolapse is a condition where all or part of the rectum turns inside out and protrudes through the butt.
Yeah.
I was Googling that right now.
Yeah. With windsock.
Why can't they just call it inside out booty? Why do the doctors have all of these extra words and syllables? We don't know what a prolapse is.
Wow. And not to mention a grade 3 prolapse. God knows what a grade 4 is.
You gotta study harder.
The poor guy. Roy Wood Jr. is a wonderful comedian and also a TV guy and soon to be a biographer. I understand you wrote a book about some guy. Who is it?
Yeah, well, I wrote it about all the dudes other than my dad who helped keep me out of jail and make me a decent person. It's called The Man of Many Fathers. It's pre-order now. But I wrote a book. I'm officially an author now. Hmm. That means I can tell people I know more than them.
Yes.
No one believes a comedian, but when I say author, I don't know. Author, and a documentarian.
It gives you a certain gravitas, as they say.
We'll tell the fun stories from the book, like the first time I saw cocaine. Anybody, y'all remember the first time you saw a hard drug?
Yeah, I flipped out.
Yeah.
In the same room with you, like, wow, that is cocaine. Heard a lot about you, sir. mine was in a hospital cafeteria. I had a coworker who snorted cocaine and was one of the most amazing dishwashers you've ever seen. Every run-in I had with drugs through my 20s, the drug made that person better at their thing. So I'm like, the police are lying. Like, these drugs are not bad. I saw this man. I was a food porter, so we would collect the food and we'd distribute food trays from floor to floor and then go back and collect them. This man would collect all of the food trays and then just eat stuff off the food tray on the way back to the dish room. Psychotic behavior.
God.
Just half gnawed on stuff. And then we worked at a rehab hospital. Because, you know, Birmingham's like big on sports medicine or whatever. So we worked in the hospital where when the pro athletes come to get the knee or the elbow or whatever, we're the hospital where they go for recovery after surgery. So he would just come back in the dish room random days. Troy Aikman took a bite out this biscuit. I'm about to put this in the newspaper. No one wants a gnawed on, coughed on Troy Aikman biscuit.
Now, hey, Roy, you're talking about your new book, and we're speaking with a comedian, Roy Wood Jr. You're talking about your book that's coming out. Have you done the audio book? Have you read that for the microphone yet?
Yeah, speaking of cocaine, I need to do something to speed that up. There's nothing worse than hearing yourself read. I don't care how literate you are. It is a miserable experience to just be in a room reading words and then finding out later on in life you've been saying that word the wrong way.
We do that all the time.
46 years of your life.
Yep.
What do you mean it's pronounced clientele? Clientele. Clientele.
Did you ever, as a joke when you're reading it, go, well, that's a lie?
No, it was fun to write, man. It really was. I didn't have anybody helping me with it, and I just really wanted to sit down. My dad passed when I was 16, and so I was trying to figure out a way to talk about my relationship with him and how we as men, you sometimes find yourself, maybe subconsciously, just gravitating towards different people. And then when you really look back and put your life together, you can see you didn't get all of your wisdom from the house. You're not supposed to. So, you know, it was fun to, you know, just recant a lot of stories. Got one in there from an old Bob and Tom favorite, R.I.P. to Spanky Brown.
Yeah.
He got a mention in the book.
Really?
Yeah, man. I spent the night at Spanky Brown's house, and him and his wife got into an argument that I have never in my life. Like, you ever be around a couple when they arguing? Like, when it's like a knock them out, drag them out argument?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm just trying to sleep on the couch, bro.
Wow.
But, I mean, it's no different than a lot of couples. They have money struggles, and Spanky goes, hey, man, we're gonna be okay. This gig I'm doing tomorrow will pay for the light bill. She thought the lights were going to get cut off. And he was like, no, they're not going to get cut off. I got a gig. We're going to go do the gig, me and Roy. I'm coming back with the light bill money. We get on the freeway the next morning. We're two exits up the freeway. The gig cancels on us.
Oh.
And he didn't want to go home to his woman.
Yeah.
Spanky Brown asked me, I can say it now because he's dead. He goes, hey, man, can we just stop somewhere for the night? You mean pretend to have a comedy show, Spanky? Is that what you mean? Pretend to be going. So the importance of finding that partner that is supportive of you and like really cares, I think is something that we really, really underestimate. And, you know, it's nothing I was ever told, you know, because everything, I think as a man, I was always raised to be told, you know, make sure you treat a woman this, 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 but you were never told to set your own list of needs and demands or to deprioritize those needs. And so, you know, it's a fun book, man. It really is. And I think people would get a kick out of it. And I'm more excited to be touring live with it or whatever.
I thought the Spanky Brown story was going to end with him getting paid and then putting the money on the Washington football team and losing it. If I remember Spanky, every time he came in here, he and Chick would get into what was then known as Redskins talk.
That's right.
Oh yeah, a funny comedian. I'm so sad that he's gone. We're speaking with the very much alive Roy Wood Jr. Roy's supposed to be talking about the return of his show on CNN. Have I Got News for You with Roy Wood Jr.?
That show's fine. That's fine. Yeah. The book is The Man of Many Fathers. I'll be discussing it tomorrow night on CNN.
Now, have you ever done a bookstore?
No.
I hosted a gig with Jim Gaffigan when his book came out. And it was a little bit different. Because it was a bookstore, so there was no stage, really. We were kind of over in the corner, and some lady goes, shh, it's not a library. We have Mr. Gaffigan here.
You didn't go where they read the kids' books?
No, we were right there by the front door. Yeah, it's a different gig. You might want to ask them for at least a chair to stand on.
I was making out with a girl in the Lego section of Barnes & Noble once. That's the closest I've come to putting on a show in a bookstore. Most of this book tour I'm doing in like regular stand-up and theater venues. I'll do some book signings, of course, but bookstore, like, I don't know. I always feel like when I'm in a bookstore talking to people, it just feels like just a step above talking to people at a gas station. You know, it feels very sidewalk timeshare. I'm glad you all are here. I'm going to show you in 60 minutes how you can get rich like me. And then the first slide is a picture of me on a boat showing you how rich I am. So, I'll do it. I'm sure I'll have a good time. You know, the people at Books A Million and Barnes & Noble, they've been real kind. But it's definitely not a stand-up thing. Anything with fluorescent lights ain't good for comedy. Bookstore or a gym or some weird that snack area at Costco. I saw comedy happening in that little you know, like the little IKEA little area. Yeah. It's not good.
Okay, well, the most important thing to remember at a book signing is be sure to ask everybody how they spell their name. You take a nice, very expensive book and you write J-O-H-N and the guy's name is J-O-N. You go, well, I got to eat that one. Remember, you're trying to make some money on this book.
There's some names out there. My name is, there's a lot of new spellings of Erica starting to bubble up too. Some apostrophes in there. There was no apostrophes in Erica. when I was coming up. And I'm talking about, and this isn't a race thing. It's the white Erica's too. The black influence is spread.
Oh, yeah.
I know some white Erica's got a Y and an H in there. And I'm like, it's like that Ashley with the IGH.
Yeah. I wanted to say real quick, when Roy talks about his dad, his father was a really, really cool guy. Very interesting, really there in the forefront of broadcasting, quite literally marching with Dr. King. And Roy's, we've been working with Roy a little bit, getting some of the audio from his dad being in the radio way back in the day. And when you're here, I want you to tell that great story about Soul Train. That's one of my favorite stories of all time that involves your dad.
We'll tell it. You also have to let me say the N-word one time on air to really make it funny. We'll talk and we'll get it cleared. And then
thank you, Roy. You're the best.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Action. Next Roll is a groundbreaking podcast created and executive produced by Vernon Davis.
This is where we talk about reinvention.
The series explores the transformative journeys of athletes, artists, comedians, and entrepreneurs.
They don't just stop here. They just keep going.
Next Roll isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it, how they overcome fear, and the resilience it takes to keep evolving at the highest level.
That's what it's all about. Stay tuned.
Next Roll with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.